Who's ready to fucking shit? I am. It's the Mike Sitting Down Podcast. I'm Mike. I'm live from my hometown of Chicago, IL, and this is the fucking news. Cubs fans expected slight inconveniences as Wrigley Field undergoes a massive renovation, but what they didn't expect was hour-long lines to use one of the stadium's two remaining men's bathrooms that weren't closed during construction. Faced with pee-peeing or poo-pooing in their pants, many fans pissed in cups, on walls, or even left the game entirely to relieve themselves. We sent Mike Sitting Down fecal correspondent Mike, aka Chicago's baby boy, a Chicago native who was born in Chicago and plans on fucking dying in Chicago, to the scene. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I am, Mike.
The game ended, and I've been speaking with numerous bros leaving Wrigley Field who described the bathroom lines as super fucking long and Return of the King extended edition long. Some said they had no choice but to piss on the walls, into cups, and into their own mouths.
Into their own mouths?
That's right, Mike. They laid flat on the ground and essentially made a rainbow with their pee-pee from their urethras into their open, waiting mouths.
That is incredible.
Not really, Mike. It's called the Treve Fountain. My wife and I do it on anniversaries and other special occasions, but never at the ballpark.
And again, what caused all but two of the bathrooms at Wrigley Field to close?
Well, that's a great question, Mike. Wrigley is going through a $100 million renovation, and most of the bathrooms fall within the construction zone. It's certainly inconvenient now, but Cubs officials believe fans will ultimately be happy with the renovations, despite currently being forced to piss into their own mouths. The addition to Wrigley Field includes a state-of-the-art indoor hopscotch arena, three-story iPhone charging station, and 20,000 square foot trophy room in case the Cubs ever win a trophy.
Haha, not fucking likely. Last question, Mike, then we'll let you go. Why are the Cubs fans so bent out of shape about a little piss on the walls when for years there's been shit on the field?
Well, that's another great question, Mike. Cubs fans have been in years past bought the jerseys of and cheered for a revolving door of anonymous piles of diarrhea that were in and out as quickly as Arby's new roast beef bacon club lettuce wrap. But now with promising youngsters like Starlin Castro and Chris Bryant, among others, only three positions on the field are being manned by pure shit. So the Cubs fans have started to expect better.
Thanks, Mike. And hey, is this the Cubs' year?
Oh, certainly not, Mike. While the Cubs are vastly improved, there's still just too much shit on this roster for a World Series run.
That was Mike, our potty humor correspondent. Next week on Mike Sitting Down, Potty Report, Taco Bell's Casserole Chalupa, friend or diuretic?
Here are the headlines of the top 10 stories that are trending now on the worldwide interweb. These 12 books will look great in your room. Gross! This snake swallowed a child! Guys, here are 15 vests that will pair great with your I'm straight scowl. Dope! 217 times, police body cams died right before they had to use force on a suspect. Has Chewbacca been trimming his arm hair? Look at these photos and you tell us. Neat! This new app lets you check how many people the cartel killed so they could deliver your cocaine. Keep it going! 100 stray pedestrians avoid looking at disabled man on the ground. These 8 house sitters died in the line of duty. Heartwarming! This kite survived a near inoperable string untangling and flew again. These 10 almost closed doors led to divorce.
The buzzer's thing's fucked. It's fucked. Someone wake Ignacio. He's where? Well, I know he's in the basement. Get him here, I'm saying. The thing's fucked. I don't know the thing that goes do-do-do-do. It's fucked. I'm not gonna say it again. Ignacio! Is he playing dead again? Is he playing dead again?
Oh, hey, so this is a Mike Sitting Down investigatory report. This is completely stolen audio from a conversation that occurred just last week. It's between a single mother who who has a who's whispering because she has a child sleeping in the next room. It was from we took it from this one kind of this one room apartment. So the it took place in the bedroom, and this child was sleeping in the kitchen. and she was talking to this guy who she picked up at the diner. She was a waitress at a diner down the street. And she's whispering because, yeah, the child's sleeping in the other room. And you can tell throughout the conversation that this guy is just so regretting nailing this chick who seriously has, like, some big problems. So she's kind of rambling on. You can just tell that he is realizing he should have just stayed home and masturbated. God, I love pillow talk. Okay, roll that tape, Ignacio. I put Tommy in the station wagon, left that town and never looked back. My ex-husband is probably still looking for the bottom of that whiskey bottle.
Oh yeah?
He wasn't always a drunk. At first he swept me off my feet, but in the end I ended up on my knees, crying.
Oh shit, damn, yeah.
When we drove that beat-up old station wagon out of that godforsaken town for the very last time, I told Timmy not to look back. Not to ever, ever look back. Not to...
Oh, cool.
Don't cut me off. I told Tommy not to look back. The road ahead is all that matters. I told him there's no turning this old beat-up station wagon around. And likewise, there's no change in the past. Onward. Onward. Onward.
I have the clap.
Onward.
I'm actually an ISIS.
Onward. And when the dust settles on this wagon ride we call life, I know in my heart of hearts that Tommy is all that matters. That sweet boy sleeping in that next room.
The kitchen?
And Christ above will look after him long after I'm dead and gone. After my ashes settle in the dust that blows across this great land.
Yo, I'm gonna head out.
I'll be beneath him. And he'll be beside me.
Is it cool if I go through the kitchen?
And everything will be right in the world. And I'll smile from heaven knowing I made the right decision to leave that godforsaken town in that beat-up old station wagon and never look back. And when I leave this earth and this town and that station wagon, I'll leave it with a smile knowing that I did the best I could and that I left it a little better for Tommy over in that room. Tommy, my son. Am I perfect? No. No one is. Life isn't perfect. Life doesn't go as planned. But when I left that godforsaken town in that beat-up old wagon, I knew I was making a choice. And the
when we met, light was set. Thoughts free flow. You said you've got something deep inside of you.
Hey everyone, it's Mike. That was Third Eye Blind Inside of You, and this is me trying to do stand up.
This is the first time here, let's give it up for Michael McCoy, everyone. This is my first time here in our time. Come up on stage, sir. So I was out this weekend. I'm getting really fucking tired of bouncers handing my ID back to me like it's a photo of their sister being gangbanged. Dude, I'm with you, but surely when you took this job of checking IDs at some point, you figured you might want to have to check IDs. It's not like you got the job through the fucking Hunger Games lottery, man. I mean, not all bouncers, obviously, it's like far like this, they're cool. I'm talking like the red velvet rope ones, the ones, the guys that only smile with the fat on the back of their neck. Those guys. The kind of guys that hang out with vape lounges. You guys don't know what vape lounges are. They're a place where virgins go to suck on cancerous robot cocks. And you generally just chill. If I had known idiots would pay to do something inside they could do outside for free, I would have invested in that hopscotch arena. where virgins can go to hop on one foot and generally just chill. I broke my shoulder a couple of months back. Thanks, guys. It sucked. I mean, at first I thought it was going to suck, and then it ended up being a fucking great reason not to exercise. In fact, as soon as it happened, I joined one of those young professional morning jogging groups. just so I could call in every morning and let them know I can't make it today because of my shoulder. My New Year's resolution was to be kinder to everyone around me. I'm putting that off too, you know, because of my shoulder. I drew this big ass cat sling thing that really just canceled any shot I had of getting laid at the bars. But talking to girls when you know you're not going to get laid can actually be pretty fun. Like, how'd you hurt yourself? Oh, I was hitting ground balls to my daughter. She's going out for varsity this year. How'd you hurt yourself? Oh, I punched a horse. It was watching Gilmore Girls on my Netflix account. It was really fucking on my suggested shows. How'd you hurt yourself? Oh, my dad beat me. At basketball. And then beat me for losing to him at basketball. The medical goals are actually starting to add up, so if anyone has a job opening, I'll really do anything except for house sit. $30 a night isn't enough to guard someone's shit with my life. What do they expect me to do if burglars do come in guns blazing? Dive in front of their plasma screen like it's a goddamn president? But now we just prefer someone stay and cut the lights on. Oh yeah, because everyone knows burglars' one weakness is electricity. That are true, they can stop robbing beaver dens. No, they see me with the lights on and think, tight. They hired a house sitter. There must be some shit worth stealing in there. Alright, thanks guys.
All right, so let's get to some letters here. Oh, whoops, we don't have any letter. There's one letter. Hopefully next week there'll be more letters. I understand why there aren't any, because we haven't had the podcast in like a month, because your boy's just been getting too fucked up and just chilling in Chi-Town. Dude, I'm not making any fucking podcast during playoffs, man. Hawks. Yeah, I don't know, but I'm going to start doing it every week now, because I bought this software that costs $20 a month. So now I'm going to have to like make it worth buying it, count on cheapness over chasing things you like to do. Okay, here's the letter. Dear Mike, hey, it's a powerful executive from a big comedy conglomerate. I want to say your podcast is hilarious and you are a star. Oh, Jesus. Wow. Okay. Jeez. Okay. I'm only kidding, Mike. Your dreams are bullshit. Give up. From Marvin Bernard. Well, that's going to do it for this week on Mike Sitting Down. Next week is the 30th episode spectacular. So expect appearances from all the Mike Sitting Down MSD favorites and possibly a new surprise guest. It's all in store for next week. Maybe some new questionable stand-up, some new material for you guys. Cool. Well, take it easy, everyone, and keep sitting.